inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Some of our garlic, greens, and scapes almost ready for harvest, while other garden veggies may need some mid-season lunch break or two. With us on the line for this week's edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Bajorski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So first, before we get into our garlic here, probably some things we could probably start harvesting now. Is it too early?
Not at all. If folks planted an early crop of spinach and radishes, arugula, and some other mustard greens, they should be able to be harvesting them now. This is planting from back, you know, when we had that beautiful weather back in March, and then April came along. But still, the cool weather crops are early, and if we don't harvest them, if they aren't already bolting, they will be very soon with the long daylight hours. And overwintering crops. So here, at least, and I know not so many people are doing it, but I think more and more are learning that we're, again, I'm harvesting spinach that was planted in one of my greenhouses last September. Kale is, overwintering kale is sprouting, bolting, yes, with flower buds on it, but those are great in salads or just briefly steamed or sautéed in some olive oil with a little bit of green garlic chopped in with it.
The flowers you're talking about, right?
Yes, exactly. The flowers and the short stems. I mean, it's kind of like the broccoli sprouts, essentially, that we would be harvesting. And those, if you leave them to flower, the bees love those flowers. I won't say that they love them necessarily more than the dandelions, which are blooming all over the place. But still, and then you can get seeds from your own kale and keep growing it year after year after year, which I've been doing.
Okay, and when it comes to other veggies, maybe we should give them a little bit of food here?
Perhaps. You know, it depends on what you gave them to begin with. Usually I recommend around this time of year for the early crops to give them a little liquid fertilizer or my famous weed juice, the weeds that we fermented and mixed with some seaweed and other assorted goodies, that we can give them a little boost to keep them going if we've had a lot of rainfall. Well, it's kind of not that situation this year, but still we should be watching that if things are turning from their really nice healthy green to a little more yellowish, pale green to yellowish, that it may be time for a little supplement of those also. And then we're getting ready for the first, I've just started on the first pulling some green garlic out of the patches, the smaller ones from the big ones. And it is so tasty and fresh and invigorating.
And back to the fertilizer, what's the ratio of for vegetables? What's the mix there?
Okay, so usually we're looking for a balanced fertilizer or something even with a slightly higher middle number. So whether that be as opposed to lawn fertilizer, which has the high first number, which is high nitrogen. Usually for the garden vegetables, where the traditional chemical fertilizers may have been the 8-32-16 or 10-20-10. More organic fertilizers are usually lower numbers overall, but slower release. So there may be a 4-4-4 or a 4-6-2, something like that, again, with a little more phosphorus. Again, it kind of depends on what you're fertilizing, though. The leafy greens can take and use more nitrogen, you know, so that little higher first number compared to the root crops like carrots and beets and potatoes. So, again, look at, a general garden fertilizer, general vegetable fertilizer that you would be looking for. And after you apply it, if you're putting it on the surface, if it isn't a liquid, you should be watering it in. And I guess in this case, it's supposed to rain tomorrow. Today would be a good time to fertilize.
Okay, and then back to the garlic. When do the scapes start to curl?
They will start to show. Mine are not yet, but I figure within 2 weeks, we should start to see the little shoot coming up out of the center of the hardneck garlic that most of us are growing around here. And as soon as they start to show, you know, once that little thickened area, the bulbils, appear above the leaves, you can pinch those off or cut them off to to use those in making your fresh pesto with, well, hopefully you've got parsley and basil. I'll chop in, I mean, the chickweed crop looks really good this year. I've thrown chickweed into my pesto or chimichurri recipes with those garlic scapes. It's a really nice, spicy, green mix, some oregano and thyme in there, all the fresh stuff you can have, and get some good local bread to toast it on.
Yeah, and I keep forgetting year after year, but we should probably pinch those scapes off anyways for the actual bulb growth later on, right?
Exactly. We're going, I mean, most of us are going for bigger bulbs that will then harvest, and store starting in late July. So certainly we're anticipating. Remove those scapes, eat them, share them. Great stuff.
Okay, Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Master Gardener Ed Byarski with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on Morning Edition. You can also sign up for our podcast and also ask a gardening question of your own. Just go to our website at ktoo.org/gardentalk.
Grain for grain, sun and rain, find my way.